It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. Hurricane Irma is working its way through our state. Georgia and hurricanes have a long history. Our last direct hit was in 1898, but that doesn't mean we haven't seen our fair share of big storms. Senior historian with the Georgia Historical Society, Stan Deaton, recently talked about Georgia's hurricane history on his podcast, Off the Deaton Path.
What I want to talk about this week is a little history and a little weather. As you know, we have hurricanes in the Atlantic right now bearing down on the Caribbean islands and on the southeastern mainland of the United States. I am reminded that the last time we had a major hurricane, and by major we mean Category 3 or above, that made landfall in Georgia was in 1898. Now, there has been, 20th century was unusually quiet compared to the 19th. Georgia had many major storms in the 19th century, including, I think, four in the 1890s alone. So we've really gotten lucky that we have avoided this bullet for so long. I want to talk about two storms today that made history, that were catastrophic for the state of Georgia, and that is the hurricane of 1893, which was known as the Sea Islands Storm, and then the hurricane of 1898, which remains the last major storm to hit the mainland. The hurricane of 1893 hit Georgia on Sunday, August 27th. It began, as most of them do, to the east of Cape Verde on August 15th. It moved west and began turning north-northwest as it approached the Bahamas on Friday, August 25th. And that night, the winds were so powerful that Friday night was the first time that the people of Georgia on the Sea Islands could feel the approach of this storm. It tracked up the coast of Florida, stayed off the coast of Florida for over 100 miles, and then made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane near Savannah on Sunday night, August 27th, with winds of approximately 120 miles an hour, which would make it a Category 3 storm. Tremendous storm surge of about 16 feet completely submerged many of the Sea Islands. The storm moved through up through South Carolina and up the East Coast and eventually disappeared over the Maritime Provinces of Canada on September 1st. But it did a tremendous amount of damage, as you could imagine. Nearly every building on the coastal Sea Islands of Georgia and South Carolina was damaged beyond repair. 30,000 people left homeless, about 2,000 people killed, many of them washed out to sea and never found. Governor Northern of Georgia did call on the Red Cross. There was no FEMA. There was no federal system for this kind of relief for a natural disaster. The states were pretty much on their own. The Red Cross finally arrived in October and delayed somewhat when another Category 3 struck just north near Charleston on October 13th. So this was a huge big deal. And in 1893 dollars, the estimated damage was about $1 million, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 million now. This was a hurricane that reduced Beaufort, South Carolina to rubble. Factories and warehouses along the rivers and the coast were absolutely inundated with water. And as you probably know, Georgia has 8 barrier islands on the 100 miles of coast between the Savannah River and the St. Mary's River in Florida. They do provide some measure of protection, and unfortunately, they always take the major hit when these hurricanes come ashore. But the 1898 hurricane was a little later in the season. It was formed in late September, again, east of the Lesser Antilles. It stayed on a northwest track. If you could see the track of this thing, it would look like it was headed from Georgia from the very beginning. And again, on a Sunday night, October 2nd, 1898, it made landfall on Cumberland Island down in Camden County. Record storm surge flooding. The major impact where there were people was in Brunswick. A storm surge of 16 feet hit Brunswick. There were at least 179 people killed by the storm of 1898. Damages in the millions of dollars, even by 1898 standards. And again, this storm moved ashore, weakened pretty quickly, went out over the Ohio Valley, and then turned northeastward. Was last seen near Newfoundland on October 6th. So a pretty powerful storm. Almost a century later, researchers estimated the hurricane made landfall with winds of 135 miles an hour, which would put it at a Category 4 storm. But these are obviously two very, very destructive storms. And in fact, the 1898 storm covered up all of Hutchinson Island on the Savannah River. If you're familiar with Savannah, you know now the Western Hotel. If you stand on Bay Street and look across the river, you see Hutchinson Island across from you. The 1898 storm covered up 8 feet of water all over Hutchinson Island. Warehouses, storage areas all along the coast were damaged. According to the Savannah Weather Bureau, there were about 5,000 barrels of rosin and 60,000 bushels of rice that were destroyed on the docks in Savannah, which also gives you some idea of how very different our trade is now over 120 years later.
That's Stan Deaton, senior historian at the Georgia Historical Society, an excerpt from his podcast, Off the Deaton Path.